Friday, September 1st. Can you believe it? 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Everybody, this Morning Mix. JW here with Jude Robinson.
Good morning, JW.
Good morning, Jude. How you doing?
I'm great. It's so nice to see you today. It's my favorite Friday when I see you.
It's good to see you too. You know, I've been sitting out on my deck having a cocktail before dinner, you know, the summer, you know,
sun. Liquid courage.
Yeah, it's great. And so it's been so hot out there because it's right in the sun and, you know, the sun's going down and all that. And it's just been just a really warm summer. So I'm out there last night, and it's actually cool. But there was nothing in between. We didn't bridge this thing with a milder weather. It's like, you know, you got to go put a sweatshirt on. But I wasn't going to put a sweatshirt on.
You were fighting it.
I was fighting it. I'm rebelling.
You were saying, I feel like I want to ease into fall. I refuse to go immediately.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there are trees that are changing. There are those typical aspens that we always see going first, and they have started their little work towards what they do in the autumn time of the year. And yeah, it's nice.
I showed you the photo of the little tree starter last night, a tiny little sprig coming up with one red leaf.
And what was the name of that hike?
I was in Iron Canyon.
You were in the Iron Canyon. Okay.
But you know, the trails right now are really quiet. I don't know if you've been out to do much
I have.
Hiking.
Yeah, I've been out several times this week.
And there's not very many people out there. I got quite startled by a squirrel. That was my one encounter. So.
Yeah. You know, everything's changed since last Thursday. Not yesterday, but the week before with all the kids going back to school. I think there's a lot of people that go out and hike that are involved in maybe school systems or things like that. So I agree with you. Trails are a little quieter.
It's nice. It's nice until you get startled, and then suddenly the world becomes more alarming.
Startled by a squirrel.
A squirrel, yeah.
It wasn't a mountain lion.
Nope.
It wasn't a billy goat.
Could have been any of that, but it was a squirrel. It was just a reminder of, maybe make a little noise going up through the gnar hills.
Could have been a peacock.
Could have been.
We had a peacock in Lost and Found. Someone had found a peacock, had wandered into their yard. And the craziest things show up in Lost and Found at KPCW.
So it wandered into the yard and they caught it?
Well, it was hanging out and they wanted to make sure if someone lost their peacock that they would be, you know, made aware of the situation.
But they were going to let it hang out
if it wanted to. It was not trapped. Yeah, it was just hanging.
And it was not collared. You should really collar your animals.
Not in Park City.
Collar those peacocks.
What's going on today?
We've got quite a show. We have Michael Lewis here with us for the hour. Mm. Wonderful musical guest I'm excited to have on the show. And then we are going to be talking to the folks from Habitat for Humanity about the overall ball that's coming up September 22nd. And we will also hear all about the Scarecrow Festival. So if you do have children or if you simply like October festivities and you're ready for fall, this could be an event for you.
Yeah, we want to cover all the angles. If you want to make a scarecrow, what you have to do. If you just want to go and see a scarecrow, what you have to do. And all of those sorts of things.
You want to touch a scarecrow.
That's right.
You have to get a special ticket for touching.
Yeah.
Ogling. All that. And we're going to, of course, the main event, the weekend events.
Weekend events at the bottom of the hour or close to it.
Somewhere within this time frame. And it's a big weekend. It's the Miners Day weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of weekend events, so we're going to be going through that in detail. So everybody stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Michael Lewis, by the way, will be with us for the hour. He's going to play a tune up front, a tune at the bottom of the hour, and at the top of the hour, probably another tune. Who knows how many tunes? But but he's here, and we look forward to that. This is KPCW in Park City, the Morning Mix. We shall return with Michael Lewis, musical guest for the hour, right after this.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We are joined in studio with the one and only Michael Lewis. Good morning, Michael, and thank you so much for coming in to play for us this morning. Hey, you know that microphone that you're on, that you're going to be singing on? You got to get your mouth when we're talking right up on that.
Closer.
It's very, very sensitive, directional. So I met Michael earlier in August, the Singer-Songwriters event. He is an amazing singer-songwriter. I heard him create a song that very day and perform. And he comes by way of Ireland. You've lived in Ireland. Lived in England.
I've lived all over. I'm local. I was born and raised in Provo, but I've lived all over. I lived in Ireland for about 12 years and was in a couple different bands and toured all over Europe.
And you've played with some really amazing talent. The Gin Blossoms, Peter Mulvey, Eddie from Ohio, John Hammond.
Yeah.
Irish Troubadour, you've had quite a wonderful career, and you've got a fantastic new guitar. So you're here to play with us, Michael Lewis.
You bet.
So, Michael, how did you hear about Elizabeth Harz's songwriting group? Because it's really picked up a lot of steam.
I met Elizabeth at a songwriter's workshop in Salt Lake a few months back, and just introduced myself, and we started talking and just developed a friendship from there.
Yeah. See a lot of value in that?
Absolutely. Yeah. She's been a big help to me getting shows in and around Park City.
Yeah, she knows what's going on.
Yeah, she's awesome.
What are you going to play for us first?
This is a newer song of mine that's called What We Seek.
Michael Lewis, live on The Morning Mix.
Fire.
job, Michael Lewis. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. So stay tuned. We're going to be back with weekend events and more from our musical guest, Michael Lewis, and an interview with Shelley Barras and Melanie Seuss of Habitat for Humanity. This is The Morning Mix on KPCW.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's time for weekend events. Park City Area Showcase of Homes continues this weekend, concluding on Monday, Miner's Day. Hey, if you want to see how the other 10% live, get a ticket to walk through their house. You can snoop around. It's okay with me. There are 20 homes in Park City and Heber Valley area showcasing their latest and best design, decor, landscaping, and home technology. It runs today from 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 10 until 6. Get tickets online at pcshowcaseofhomes.com.
The Grassroots are at Egyptian Theater this weekend, performing nightly through Sunday. Tickets are at parkcityshows.com. And for music this evening, I have one to add. Michael Lewis, who you're hearing from this morning, will be at L'Esprit tonight.
And Simply Be at the Boneyard tonight. Chicago Mike Beck is at Cognition Winery. Patois is at The Cabin. And Grapegrass, Silver Star Cafe.
All right. And Saturday, the library used book sale goes from Saturday to Monday at the Park City Library on Park Ave with literally thousands of books, kids' books, CDs, books on tape, and videos for bargain prices.
Park City's point-to-point endurance mountain bike race starts at Quinn's Junction Recreation Complex at Round Valley. It ends at Skull Candy's new intergalactic headquarters at Kimball Junction. Be aware, there's going to be a lot of people on the trails Saturday morning.
Yes, those quiet trails are going to be busy. This is the final weekend for Flying Ace All-Star Show at the Utah Olympic Park. Go see Olympians and national team skiers and snowboarders perform aerobic feats, soaring up to 60 feet high in the air before landing in the pool. The 30-minute choreographed acrobatic show is a thrill every time. It starts at 1 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, and it's free.
So Saturday, here's what's cooking for music. We got Corey Harper and the Hollering Pines playing Canyons Village, Will Baxter Trio at Cognition Winery, Chicago Mike Beck at the Boneyard, and Hot House West at Silver Star Cafe. Michael Lewis, are you playing on Saturday? Okay,
no.
But we got you covered on Friday.
Okay.
All right, good.
Yes. All right, and then we have got, let's see, Sunday, the historic Glenwood Cemetery tour comes in to reenact the life stories and the experiences of Park City's previous residents who are long since deceased. The Glenwood Cemetery is tucked between Park City Mountain Resort and the Three Kings Drive and is a gem of a historic site. There are two tour times at 10:45 and 12:15. Tickets are $10 and are limited in availability. Go to Park City Historic Org calendar page to find tickets in the link.
Hey, Morning Mix's Christy Dillaway is going to be one of the actors at one of the grave sites, and
really?
She's going to be telling a chilling story of her death. Oscar and Julia performing on the main stage. So make sure you say hi to Christy. Oscar and Julia are performing at the main stage at Park City Sunday Market. Spoiler alert, they will be our live musical guests next week.
And Josh Turner will be playing at Deer Valley Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater on Sunday. For tickets, you can go to, this is cut off right here. Where can they go?
Well, they can go to theecocenter.org.
Thank you, yes.
And so there's two pieces to the Miner's Day. I'll do the first piece, and then Jude will do the second piece. Miner's Day, there's all sorts of stuff cooking. It starts with a funky 5K historic race, and then there's Running of the Balls, fundraising event put on by Park City Rotary. There are more balls this year. There are 10,000. They're all numbered. They will be racing down at 10:45 a.m. with prizes awarded to the purchaser of the winning balls, or you can buy your balls at Sunday's Silly Market. And, of course, at the race arena on Monday towards the top of Main Street, they'll be taking your orders.
There you go. Now we know where to get them. The parade kicks off from the top of Main Street at 11 a.m. The parade is followed by a barbecue lunch, music and games for the family in City Park, and the hotly contested mucking and drilling competition. The live music will be Rumba Libre and Motherlode Canyon Band in City Park. Get all the day's details at parkcityminersday.org.
You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to this parade and the running of the balls and everything else. And one of the things that I like from a business perspective is watching how they change over, how they first set up for the running of the balls, and then how quickly they get the pickup trucks and they pull the planks out and they completely change over. Next thing you know, it's parade time. And that thing runs like a clock.
I know.
A big hats off to Steve Joyce and everybody working that at the Rotary. They just do an outstanding job. 20 years now. Great job.
Yeah, so in the outlining areas of the Valley this weekend is the ever-popular Swiss Days in Midway. Vendors, music, and events run from 8 to 8 Friday and Saturday. The Swiss Days Main Street Parade happens Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's France's Frontier Day Saturday and Monday with events and contests scheduled throughout all those days in France's.
And all weekend long, the Soldier Hollow Classic Sheepdog Championship and Festival will be going on. This is the world's foremost sheepdog trial and includes lots of doggone fun. In addition, contests include the Splash Dogs, Dog Diving for Distance competition, and the Canine Flying, King's Flying Dog Show performing each day. Please leave your owned dogs at home. This is the stars. This show will already be on the stage. Buy your tickets in advance online at Soldier Hollow Classic and get a free music event art poster at the event.
Boy, it sounds great. Well,
again, have you seen that?
Yes, I have. And
me
it's,
too.
It's fascinating. So everybody, that is what's cooking for weekend events. And well, we're going to hold on to our harmonica player that shows up every Friday morning.
Harmoniker.
Bring that down a little bit. We're going to tell you a little bit about the weather. It's 58 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town Park City. We will have a high today of 81 under sunny skies, and 87 will be the high in Heber and Heber Valley. 5 to 9 miles per hour out of the north-northwest, because Jude always wants to know about the wind.
I do.
Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, and Tuesday, it's kind of ditto. Although it will be warming up a little bit, it's going to be absolutely sunny and beautiful. The high on Saturday, 85, 86 on Sunday, 85, 86 just Labor Day, and 83 on Tuesday under beautiful sunny skies. Heber Valley, add 5 or 6 degrees to that, and Swiss Days buttons up, I think, on Sunday.
You know why I want to hear about the wind?
Why?
Paddleboarding, and it has been I've had some crazy wind this year. The girls and I were at Jordan L one day, and our entire shade tent flew away. I was moving the car, and I noticed Brooke racing with a pack of people, and I was like, what are they doing?
Was it the wind, or did a squirrel grab the shade
came
tent?
Came and just chewed through everything that was there.
Squirrels are unbelievable.
They're so bold.
Oh, my God. It's just amazing. So we're going to take a very short break because we're going to get the roadies in here, move some stuff around, and when we come back, I'm going to play a quick tune by Sheryl Crow. When we come back, Shelley Barris and Melanie Seuss from Habitat for Humanity, and they'll be here to talk about their really cool overall ball. Stay with us.
Tone of your voice was all.
with Jude Robinson. Absolute beautiful Friday. Again, 58 degrees, going to go up to 81 here, going up to about 86, 87 in Heber and in Heber Valley. Well, September 22nd is the 7th annual overall ball. We're just delighted to have Shelley Barris, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity, and Melanie Seuss, Development Officer for Habitat. Welcome to the program.
Thank you
for having us.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Wonderful. We are getting so pumped, as you can see.
You look great.
Right?
Yeah,
you
got overalls. You've got a hard hat. You've got flowers on your hard hat.
And a tiara.
Right?
Yes.
A tiara, hard hat, some bling, right? We're getting pumped up and really getting ready for this
event.
It's like
a wedding ball.
Jude, I've seen a lot of tool belts. I've never seen a pink one
that was so
robust and rugged. And it is we're going to a shout out to the vendor here because, you know, actually, I wish we had like 10 that we could give out right now.
Oh,
but we don't.
I would.
But it's a Tomboy tool belt. It's pink. Melanie, where'd you find that?
At our ReStore, actually.
What?
We have had Tomboy tool parties there. But yeah, it's nice and sturdy too. It's not just pretty.
Yeah. Wow, because you know, I was jealous because I actually have a tool belt, and one of the challenges I have, it's just a regular old tool belt, is having it cinch up tight enough so that I can put my tools in it and not have it drop my pants.
You need some suspenders.
Yeah.
On your tool.
I just take
That's
big
right.
steps.
That's what you need. That's what you need. So we definitely want to talk about the overall ball. That's why we're all here. But first, maybe, Shelley, take a couple of minutes. A lot of things have happened this past year at Habitat for the Humanity. Why don't you tell us what's been going on?
Oh, I would love to. It has been a busy and great year for us. We are expanding our education programs. We have a really fun new class for women's financial empowerment, and our next session starts September 28th, an 8-week course that we dig into to financial health, so budgeting and credit and all kinds of things. It's called She Means Business, so we are serious about it. We just finished our home repair season this summer and had our AmeriCorps group here, and we were able to complete 8 home repair projects focusing mostly on seniors and veterans. So that was very exciting.
Good.
Yeah, it was a great summer. And, yeah. You know, we're just deep in to the process of looking for some land for our next home build and looking for a space that we can do, 5 or more homes on. So that's very exciting for us.
And this is the 7th overall ball, but how long has Habitat for Humanity been here in Park City?
Yeah, so Summit and Wasatch County's Habitat has been here since 1995. So we've been around and, completed 15 homes in that time period. So, you know, we're just really excited to look for some growth and to have some more impact in the community by building more homes every year.
Okay.
And
great.
You've got your tickets for the $25,000 table. They're sold out. You're doing well in your ticket sales for this event.
It is going well. Yeah, we've had some great sponsors so far.
Wow. That's impressive. And it's September 22nd?
September 22nd. We're up at Legacy Lodge. It's such a great venue.
At
so
PCMR.
Beautiful. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And Vail Epic Promise supports, underwrites our event. So such a fun venue. And the food is amazing. And the evening it's just a beautiful place to spend a fall evening.
It's important to point out that there are a lot of fundraisers, of course, in this town. I mean, you can't swing a cat without hitting 3 or 4 nonprofits. But there are a lot of them. And when they have these type of events, they're typically black tie and gown.
Right.
And they have these elegant meals and cocktail hours and things like that. The only thing that is casual is the dress, the overalls, the hard hats, the competition for that sort of thing.
Right.
It's really an elegant event. The food, everything that you have, it's really done well.
Right. It is it's a beautiful evening. It really is a high-end event. It is a ball. We did name it a ball after all, but we just added the overalls in, right? So let's, as we're in event season here in our lovely community, we really thought, what a fun idea to make it more in line with Habitat's theme and have it be, you know, kind of construction, casual overalls, and some hard hats, which we have a really fun time with.
And you had a costume 1 year, and many people don't. You don't have to wear a costume.
Right.
Flannel is nice, probably very expensive flannel, the more of the most expensive fine flannel you'll find there. But somebody had a toilet bowl that they put overalls on in war right. as their costume.
A little porta potty kind of action, creative. Right? You know, it's one thing we really have on our job sites all the time, those great porta potties. They're very important. So she kind of came right in with that theme. It was amazing.
How convenient, too, to just be wearing it. Right. Just like, right. hold, please.
Exactly. She took it to a new level last
year. There you go. She's got to stop for nothing.
Well, besides a toilet bowl, what other fun outfits have people worn to these balls?
So one year, the event staff created ball gowns out of overalls and literally spliced together prom dresses and overall tops. Ooh. So that was kind of fun. And then we had a team one year show up with construction cone heads. So a whole team of construction cone heads came, and they were our winners one year.
Hmm. Folks, we're trying to have a serious conversation, but but the ladies here are all dressed up. You have flowers in your hair. You got a pink tool belt. You've got your overalls. You've got your hard hat. I mean, this is it's kind of fun.
Right. We are so happy on radio that you will describe what we're wearing. But we got dressed up in our actual overalls and all of our bling. Right. So you can do all kinds of things. You can really wear overalls to the overall ball if you want, and it's really kind of fun and comfortable and can be, you know, dressed up or dressed down, and you know, but you can come wearing whatever is most comfortable for you. Some people still dress up, and I think the guys are really happy that they can kind of wear their jeans and no ties and no tuxedos, right? So it makes it kind of a fun evening, but still like a lovely sit-down dinner, and we have a wonderful auction. We have a live band at the end, right?
Who's yeah, the that? Mondays yeah. were there last year. Who's going to be there this year?
So we have invited them back. It was okay. So much fun. Like, people were really out there, you know, kind of shaking it at the end of the evening. And so we've invited them back, and they have agreed to come again. So
excellent. And for those who want to know what Shelley and Melanie look like this morning, somebody took a photo, and it will likely be on our Facebook page.
I think it might already be there, right?
Okay.
So, you know, early morning overall bling, it makes the grade, right?
Yeah. If you're looking for inspiration for your evening attire, there you can just log in and see how fantastic these two beautiful women look.
Well, let's go through all the particulars one more time. This will be Friday, September 22nd, Legacy Lodge, PCMR. It's $150 per person, or you can buy a table for $1,350. You can wear overalls, hard hats, tool belts, all that stuff to enter and hopefully win the overall and hard hat contest. But for people that are a little shy about getting dressed, you can just come in a plaid shirt and jeans. So you don't have to have a hard hat. It's cool if you do, but you don't have to. So there's no pressure.
Absolutely.
We don't want to pressure anyone,
do we? No. It's all about fun, right? Enjoy
so yourself. Relaxed in Park City. We're so polite to each other. We don't pressure. We're just so nice, aren't we? And we all drive the speed limit. That drives me nuts.
Are you trying
nuts.
To convince yourself of this right now?
Well, listen, I've been here almost 7 years, and I'm still having trouble driving the speed limit. Everybody stops at stop signs. Everyone's so polite. In Boston, straight on red, left on red, right on red, okay, back through a red.
So
doesn't matter. Just go through the red.
You've been so blown away by the manners here. You forgot to realize, or maybe never realized, we were on a fault line.
I just found that out this week on Cool Science. We have a major league
stunned.
Fault line in Salt Lake City. So, folks, you got to attend this ball before the earthquake. Oh, and I think it's also important to say that you have to be 21 to attend. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And there'll be a live and silent auction. Signature cocktails. We like to talk about cocktails on the show.
Right.
What sort of signature cocktails may you have?
Well, you know, we always have something very interesting that is construction related. Our Sugar House Distillery is the alcohol we're using for the event, if I can say that. I'm never quite sure in if I can say it in Utah, but and so like last year we had a really delicious drink called the Excavator. Right?
Ooh,
so,
the Excavator,
right?
Huh?
It was quite fun. So
was there some vodka in that?
Oh, I think there was some vodka in that. Yes,
I think you can call it about anything. Add vodka, and I'm ready to go.
Well, if you're excavating, you're going to need some vodka.
Exactly. Why excavate if you haven't had vodka?
Right. Why even think about it?
Why? I feel like I need vodka now because we've talked about it.
We're a little too relaxed over here. We can't help it. We can't help ourselves. Is there anything else we want to cover that we haven't covered so far?
Just if you're thinking about joining us for this fun event, you can go to our website, habitat-utah.org, and buy tickets. So, you know, get them now so you don't miss out on being a part of this. We still have some seats and some tables left that you can join in, but it will go quickly here.
And if you want to sponsor, you can still be a community builder, a block builder, a home builder, or an event partner. So they have got something for everyone so that you can help everyone.
I sure do.
Shelley Barris, Executive Director, Melanie Seuss, Development Officer, Habitat for Humanity. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Gaslight has some fun this weekend. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. It's a three-day weekend, Jude.
It is. There's so much breaking news right now. And the weather will be about the same for the next, 5 days?
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to play a little ZZ Top, just a little quick tease into the song while we get the roadies in here and move some equipment around. And we're going to have Michael Lewis back to play another song. Stay with us, Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
Listening to the Morning Mix. This is Jude, and I'm here with J-Dub and, of course, Michael Lewis. Welcome back again, Michael Lewis, our musical guest for today.
Thank you.
And again, thank you so much for joining us. You had an amazing song, the first one. It's, I wrote this down, What We Seek.
Yeah.
All right. As a person that interviews a lot of musicians, I want to point this out. We met in August, met a lot of other musicians at the same time.
Yep.
Same day, you are the one that reached out. Every single one of those musicians said, we want to come on the show. It's a business. You got to follow up. The fortune is in the follow up.
He's very efficient.
He is. He's very efficient. And now you're here with us this morning. And you've got another song to sing for us.
I do indeed.
So what do you have for us?
This is a song called Second Chance. And it's about second chances.
Okay, just give us a moment to move Minda's over.
Right.
And this is the Morning Mix on KPCW, and our musical guest, Michael Lewis. This is live.
All right, we're setting up the microphone.
Yeah. We're ready to go right now. Okay.
All right, we ready?
Go ahead, Michael, we're ready to go.
All right. Riding through this midnight heat.
feel the residue of the afternoon. Dropped it all and I ran from cover, eluding myself once again. The moon is high as a walrus reach for the sky like they want something better. The sunlight will be coming soon, the dawning of a brand new day. They say second chance. Headlight cuts like a sharpened knife through the thinning veil of illusion. See the world for what it really is, just a sequence of bliss and confusion. The tides have changed.
Nice. That is Michael Lewis, our musical guest for the hour. Well, it's a little nip of fall in the air. Some of the aspens are starting to change. That would mean that we're going to be getting ready at some point for the Scarecrow Festival. Joining us now in the studio, Minda Stockdale, analyst and leadership administrator for Park City, but also Denise Carey, who is on the phone, and she is the manager over at the McPolin Farm. Welcome to the program, everybody.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah. Minda, we'll start with you. What is your involvement with the Scarecrow Festival?
So I am sort of acting as an assistant manager for Denise for this round.
Yeah.
So I'm helping out. I'm learning about how it all goes. And getting really excited.
Okay, great.
You're analyzing. You'll be doing the analyzing of these scarecrows. You're really doing the leadership administration.
So, Denise, there's a lot of pieces to this. There's one of the pieces, of course, is for those folks that would like to build their own scarecrow and be able to put it out on the walkway. And then there's the piece of the people that just want to come by and see what's going on, right?
Yes.
So
we actually have two different sets of tickets, because we have the tickets where you can come and participate that day mm-hmm. in the event from 2 to 4 and build your scarecrow there. But then we also have tickets available for larger groups that want to build their scarecrow maybe at school or something. And then we save them a support out on the trail, and they go out and put up their scarecrow after the event.
Okay. So why don't you take us through the various pieces, starting with the folks that would like to build their own scarecrow?
Well, the day that we're going to do the event is September 23rd from 2 to 4, and we will be out at the farm. We've always had good weather, except for one year it was a little chilly. You can purchase your ticket online at www.parkcityrecreation.org.
Right.
Look for the McPolin Farm events. And that's, you can purchase a ticket for $40, and that's for four people, whether it's a mom and a dad and two kids, or two moms and two kids, but that will cover two people. We will be going out on Friday, the 22nd, to set up the supports on the trail for everyone.
So,
and during the event, we'll do face painting, pumpkin painting, building of the scarecrows, having a fun day. Cider, so, cookies.
So for $40, you've got four people, and you're there for the 22nd and the 23rd? Is it the...
No, just the 23rd.
Just the 23rd.
The 22nd is when we'll be out there with all of our volunteers.
All right.
Setting up the supports on the trail, getting all the pumpkins unloaded, because we have 150, 200 pumpkins that we have to unload.
But they're all tiny.
For the event.
That wouldn't take
and
very long.
And cardstocks to put up on the trail also, just so it looks really festive for everybody.
Well, I've seen it. I've been able to participate, and just walking along the trail to see them during the time that they are displayed is a lot of fun.
Yes, people love it. I mean, I've driven by sometimes where it looks like there's probably up to 100 people out walking the trail checking out all the scarecrows, because we really have some creative families and groups in Park City.
And they're functional.
How long will the scarecrows be out there on the walkway?
We're going to have 50. We'll sell 40 tickets, and then we're going to sell 10 non-event tickets. So we'll have 50 scarecrows up and down the trail.
And how long will the scarecrows be out there?
Until October 23rd.
Right before
Halloween.
We like
to take them down. I know people like to leave them up through Halloween, but what we've learned in the past is it usually snows before Halloween, and it's really hard to take down a frozen scarecrow.
I don't know if J-Dub is ready to hear that yet.
Yeah, I was actually out there on the walkway when it was bitter cold, and the wind was blowing pretty good, too, but I remember that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a memory.
Yeah.
Weather changes pretty quick around here, so I
it
understand.
It does, and you never know. I mean, sometimes Halloween can be gorgeous, but after we had to take them down one year when they were covered with snow and frozen, we just decided, you know, it's better if everyone goes out and picks up their scarecrow, takes it home, and puts it on their porch for Halloween.
Oh,
right.
You're just, yeah, you're helping. That's nice. You can start to decorate. And I will tell you, after all of the Halloweens that I've spent here in Park City, having two daughters, the Halloween costumes are typically planned to be thin and cute and princessy. Well, they're no longer princessy.
Yes.
But not for the cold. And
right.
Day of Halloween, on those cute costumes are covered up in big coats and boots. Suddenly everybody becomes a Sasquatch.
A winter snowman.
You know, I tell my friends in Boston, they just don't understand.
And then you're going to be all bundled up for Halloween.
This town is so nutty about dogs. And I've got a dog, you know, Porkchop, and all these dogs get really dressed up for Halloween. I like
love that.
That's what I really enjoy. I enjoy the walkway at the walk at McPolin, and I enjoy
the dog
seeing the dogs all dressed up for the parade.
The funniest costume I ever saw for a puppy was a Chia Pet.
A Chia Pet.
It had a little bodice thing
on.
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be great.
So cute.
Okay. So
I think probably the one scarecrow, and it wasn't even, I mean, it was a scarecrow, but it was just amazing. And I believe it's Mountain Lands that built it. They did the three little pigs and the wolf, mm-hmm. and they actually had a little house out there that they built and put out there.
Great.
It was amazing, the work they put into it.
So one more time, let's go through the particulars of this event for people that want to build their scarecrow and for people that just want to come and participate and walk through.
Sure, yeah.
Linda, you want to take it?
Yeah, absolutely. So to recap, there are two types of tickets. One is an event ticket. That's $40, and that includes four people. And that is for the event on September the 23rd. That's Saturday from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that event ticket includes face painting, snacks, painting your pumpkin, and then putting your scarecrow together. We will provide the hay and a little name tag for your scarecrow, but you need to bring everything else to dress him up. And then we have the non-event ticket, which is just if you want to put a scarecrow together on your own and have it out on the trail for that month. That is a $20 ticket. That's also available at online, parkcityrecreation.org. You can also get both tickets at the front desk at the Mark. And you can put your scarecrow up. If you get the non-event ticket, you can put your scarecrow up that day. So September 23rd between 2 and 4 o'clock. Or you can put it up anytime after that day. So your support will be there on the trail with your name tag on it. And so if you can't get there on Saturday, you can go any time that week or any time during the month and put your scarecrow up.
I think it's important to mention also that it's not just, you know, you show up and you decorate the face of the scarecrow and put a little hat on it. You will decorate the scarecrow from head to toe. The whole
right.
thing. Is that
yes.
correct?
And don't forget, you have to attach your head somehow. So that's always a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget yeah. your head.
Unless it's a headless one.
You know, one of my favorites was a spaceman that they had with a little space helmet, and it was a scarecrow in a space suit. It was pretty cool.
Cute.
That'd be the cool science radio scarecrow.
And if there's a house out there, I'm just saying, you could live in it. You just go walk along the trail. Just get up
and
every day.
And don't forget, you must purchase your ticket in advance.
Right.
You can't purchase tickets day of. So if you really want to build your scarecrow, I recommend you hurry up and purchase your ticket because we sell out every year.
Okay. Minda, did you have something else?
Yes. And just if you have any questions, you can feel free to email me, minda.stockdale@parkcity.org or 435-615-5186. And just a thank you to our wonderful friends of the farm who help sponsor this event and along with Park City Municipal.
Great.
Great. Minda Stockdale and Denise Carey, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Happy September.
All right. Thank you. You too. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, same to you. Okay, we're going to just hit a couple buttons there. Here we go. We're going to play a quick tune from George Harrison, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. We're going to get the roadies back in here, and we'll get Michael Lewis to play a final song and also go through our sponsors. Stay with us. This is The Morning Mix.
This is Bruce Greenwald from 1-7, new proud sponsor of KPCW. 1-7 is an independent financial advisory firm for the Park City lifestyle. Our firm was founded on the 7 pillars of wellness, and our mission is helping people find meaning in their money by providing wealth management, asset protection, and tax strategies. More information can be found at weare17.com.
The Park City UPS stores are happy to support Park City High School sports and KPCW. The Park City UPS stores offer fax and notary services, office and mailing supplies, and passport photos. Wide format printing for posters and banners are also available at Kimball Junction and next to the movie theater on Park Avenue.
Park City is the most interesting town in the world. Our transit is electrified. We do not celebrate Labor Day, and we obviously believe in the poop fairy. We don't always listen to radio, but when we do, we prefer KPCW. Stay tuned, my friend. Like KPCW, the Summit Land Conservancy is a Park City-based nonprofit organization. WeSaveLand.org.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air Cruise and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, Wasatch Brew Pub, 1-7, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway, Home Services, Utah Properties.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. Everybody get outside and have some fun this weekend. Beautiful 3-day weekend. We're going to close with a song from our musical guest, Michael Lewis. Michael, tell us again where you're playing Saturday. Friday night.
Tonight I am at L'Esprit Steak and Sushi at 7 p.m.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning. Take us out with the final song.
Autumn showers speckle my rearview. Endless seasons spin away from you. I've been on this road forever, trying to see this demon through. But the season's gonna change now. Be pulling through, so put the coffee on, baby. Let the kids stay.